For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into The Drive on 6th and Sports Radio, 6thandsports.com, and the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harris. I'm very happy to be here with you on 96.5 The Fan. We are expected to be joined coming up momentarily by Marlon Wayans. He is performing at the Improv this weekend. What a great way to end our week to catch up with a comedy legend. That's going to be coming up in just a bit. But before we do that, I want to play a couple of cuts from Vern's. We just had Vern on the show today. I asked Vern what his confidence is in the Royals bullpen. I think we have seen enough Royals baseball to know we are in the middle of August. We ain't got that much further to go. If the Royals miss the playoffs, we all know exactly how they missed the playoffs. They missed the playoffs because their bullpen's not good enough. They have a 20-game stretch where they play teams that are all in playoff contention. They play Cleveland, the Yankees, Houston. They play some of the better teams in Major League Baseball. If this team drowns themselves during that stretch, it will be because they cannot withhold and withstand leads late in ball games. I asked Vern, what's your confidence level? Where are you at right now in the Royals bullpen? No one in the world watches Royals baseball closer than our guy, Josh Vernier. Here was his answer.
We win tonight. You're right. Now, outside of Lucas Ursig, there isn't anybody in that bullpen that has earned your confidence. Now, you can feel good about Sam Long and Chris Bubich. You can have high hopes for Bubich. Hunter Harvey, John Schreiber should be back hopefully soon. But no, Lucas Ursig's the only guy that when he comes into the game, man, I'm at peace. I certainly was in that game a couple of days ago when he closes it out for another multi-inning save. That was the first time in a very long time I've felt as if the ninth inning was set. Even though I loved what Scott Barlow meant to this organization, he was always more of a fireman to me. Lucas Ursig's the first let's slam the door kind of closer we've had here since HDH departed when Herrera was ultimately traded in 2017.
Vern, I'll get you out of here with this question really quickly. I asked this last week. I haven't had a chance to ask you. If we're going meet the parent style, circle of trust, what bullpen relievers are you throwing in there? Obviously, Ursig is in that circle of trust right now. You mentioned the peace component of it. Who else are you putting in that circle of trust with Ursig?
Yeah, I don't think anybody belongs in the circle of trust. It's opportunities right now. The next opportunity for entrance, to me, should be Chris Bubich. And after that, yeah, John Schreiber, hope to have him back soon. He can get his way back into that circle of trust. But yeah, right now it's Lucas Ursig and only Lucas Ursig.
All right. Before Marlon Wayans calls in, let's talk about this, Rob. I don't want to be Debbie Downer. I don't want to be negative Nancy. Let's just have an honest discussion about the Kansas City Royals. Right now, confidence is waning in Seth Lugo. And according to our Royals insider, there is only one pitcher that you can put inside their circle of trust late in ball games. Oh, boy. It is going to be a very interesting next 30 games that the Royals are going to have to get through. I agree with Vern, and he said this in the beginning of our conversation. If the Royals make the playoffs, they make the playoffs for, I would say, four different ways. They make the playoffs because Cole Reagans continues to be Cole Reagans. They make it because Seth Lugo gets back to being an all-star. They make it because they might have the best baseball player on the planet on their team. They make it because their bullpen figures out a way to manage the next couple of weeks. I don't think their bullpen is at the point where it's going to be good. I don't know if they're going to get to the point where they're going to be able to establish roles for everybody. I think it's going to be a little touch and go. I think it's going to be some feel. I think it's going to be some luck of the dice who was just hot for this individual day. But the pathway for them making the postseason is clearly there. It is not going to be because of the offense. I don't see a scenario in which the Royals offense just goes ice cold for the final 6 weeks of the season. They miss the postseason or lose the lead that they have acquired because Seth Lugo doesn't get back on track and they don't have two of the top 10 starting pitchers in the American League, or they miss the postseason because their bullpen just continues to let them down and they are unable to put at least two more people into that circle. You don't need five people that you trust. It would be great if that's what you had in the bullpen. I don't think you go from one to five. Can they go from where they are right now with Lucas Irsay? Can they get to a point where you think they have three relievers that they can rely on, that they can trust down the stretch? If they can do that, they're going to do this thing. They're going to make the postseason. They're going to go from 56 wins to winning 89 games and making the postseason. If they don't figure out this bullpen or get Seth Lugo back, they're going to lose this lead in the next 3 weeks or so because of the amount of really good teams they go up against.
I think that applies to Brady Singer, too. Like, Brady Singer, it wasn't that long ago. It was like the All-Star break where I was talking big on Brady Singer on the show. I was saying, like, maybe he's your game one starter for the postseason today. We've been hyping up Lugo and hyping up Reagans, but Steady Eddie, Brady Singer's just been humming. He's been cooking. Since I've said that, he basically has stopped doing that, and he has regressed. Now, he hasn't regressed into a bad player. He just, in fact, has regressed. And I think, and maybe we're saying the same thing different ways, if Lugo and Singer don't get back to form, I don't think it matters how much you trust people in the bullpen, because if Lugo's coming out in the fifth, you're probably losing the game. You're probably down early. And it doesn't matter that you went to Will Smith in the fifth. Yeah, Twitter or X or whatever they call it, or the 96.5 The Fan text line's going to complain, how could you go to Will Smith in a three-run game in the fifth? The problem is not Will Smith in the fifth. The problem was Seth Lugo wasn't good enough. The first game of the series against the Twins, the reason they lost was not, oh man, the bullpen, Chris Stratton came in, he stinks, why is he in the game? It's because Brady Singer gave up six in the second inning. So you got to find a way to get those guys right. And if you can get those guys right, then maybe Irsay goes more than an inning. Maybe you can mix and match with a Schreiber. Maybe James MacArthur refines that July form, which he was pretty good in July. And maybe you can day-to-day find confidence in individual players and individual moments. But if you don't have confidence in Brady Singer, and you don't have confidence in Seth Lugo, and frankly, Michael Lorenzen's just a guy. I think it was a nice addition, but he's just a dude. He's a Jag. You have waning confidence or mediocre confidence in three or five starters, you're not a postseason team. The only way you're a postseason team in that world is if your bullpen's nails, and the Royals' bullpen isn't nails, so you got to get the starters fixed first.
You agree, though, Rob, that this is the last, I would say, light stretch that they have. This is the last light stretch that the Royals have for a while. They have the Cincinnati Reds here for the next couple of days, and the Reds are a competitive team. They're not a playoff team per se, but they're still in the mix. They still have a chance of being one of those teams. And they also have the Los Angeles Angels. This is the last, I would say, soft stretch that the Royals have. And then after that, it is Philadelphia, Cleveland, Houston, Cleveland, Minnesota on the road against the Yankees. That is a really, really difficult 3 week stretch. Vern has been calling that the riptide for the Kansas City Royals. That is a really important 20-game stretch that you have been building up this entire season to get to that point. You have been working over the course of the first, 4 months of the season to put yourself where you control your own destiny. If the Royals are going to make the postseason, they are going to make it because of this stretch. It starts the 23rd, so it starts a week from today, and you play from the 23rd, you play up until September 11th. Where you go on the road and play the Yankees. They play the Yankees on the road in September 11th, and that game's going to be on Amazon Prime. You know that's going to be a very emotional game. That's the stretch that the Royals have against some of the best teams in baseball. So we're going to take a quick break here. Coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by comedy legend Marlon Wayans. A great way to close off the week. Keep it right here on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. Really excited to be joined by our next guest. He is a comedy legend. You can catch him for five shows this weekend at the Funny Bone up north. He is in the third season of Bel-Air. You can catch that on Peacock. I know you got Peacock. You just watched the Olympics. He also has a new comedy special on Amazon Prime. We are very happy to welcome onto the show Marlon Wayans on the show today. Marlon, man, happy to have you join us today.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Excited to talk to you. My sister, her favorite movie is White Chick. She is 22 years old. You guys recently just celebrated, what was it, 25 years. Are you surprised? Maybe not surprised, but like that movie has really just transcended generations that even, you know, people who weren't alive when that movie came out still really love it.
Well, we never try to make a movie. We always try to make a classic. And sometimes people didn't get the movie. But we always put in a lot of effort to try and make people laugh. And yes, they're silly, but isn't comedy supposed to be? So this one, we knew it was special when we was doing it. And afterwards, crazy how not just here in America, but man, I go to Brazil and other countries and they lose their mind for White Chicks.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, she loves it. She watches that movie at least once a month. She just has such a strong connection to that. Whenever people recognize you, what do they recognize you from the most? Because you've dominated television, you've been in multiple hit movies, you do stand-up. What is the thing that you get recognized for the most?
I don't know. I think I get recognized for doing it all. You know, everybody's impressed that I could hit the high notes and the low notes and I could do the drama and the comedy and the characters and, you know, the stand-up. And I'm just trying to be the best artist I could be. And it's good that the audience embraces me in all these different genres.
Where do you think that versatility comes from? Because, you know, you're in a movie like Above the Rim, completely different than a movie like Scary Movie, just two completely different sides of the brain. Where do you think that versatility in your career comes from?
Multiple personalities all focused into an art. I'm crazy, man. I'm crazy.
Right now, we're joined by Marlon Wayans.
You know, honestly, I think it's I study drama, but I always loved comedy. And now I'm doing stand-up, and so everything's just kind of coming together.
Right now, we're joined by Marlon Wayans here for a couple more minutes. He has five shows this weekend up at the Funny Bone. Really happy we get a chance to catch up with them. Talk to us about that a little bit more. We mentioned kind of the, you know, the different aspects of your career. You've done the movies. You've done the television. You got a comedy special right now on Amazon Prime. How different is your preparation? How different is your mindset going into each of those things?
It's all about the same thing. Preparation, preparation, preparation. Show up and have fun. Everything is about preparation. If you're prepared, then you can't really fail that badly. You're always going to be successful if you prepare. Preparing is practice. You know, like before I get to the theaters, I'm doing this club run. I'll be at the Kansas City Funny Bone tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And I'm just perfecting the set and finding new things and getting ready to you know, make it as great as I can before I do a special. And then I'll do a special, and then I clean the slate, and I do it again. I keep dropping specials because I'm trying to be, you know, prolific in this thing called stand-up.
So we're a sports show, Marlon. I got to ask you a couple of sports questions. Are you a big sports fan? I've never really heard if you're a big football.
You're gonna get me in some fights.
I've never heard if you're a football or a basketball fan before. I just want to know how into sports are you?
I love football. I used to love basketball. I'm starting to like the WNBA better. These boys ain't playing no damn defense. Everybody's friends. I don't want to see sports and everybody be friends. I like when Jordan and the Knicks used to fight. And they would throw him on the floor, and he would still dunk on them. I thought that was good competitive sports. Now everybody don't want to get hurt. I'm glad they're making their money, but I miss the effort. And I don't like the camaraderie as much as I like the competition. And I feel like in the WNBA right now, they're hungry. These girls is hungry. They're flying coach. They, you know, eating box lunch. And these girls is playing. They need to get paid more money.
Marlon, the thing that I've noticed is I've just watched more WNBA over the course of the last couple of years. I think that the women understand, like, their role in trying to, like, move the sport forward and how, you know, you want to make it better for the next generation. My biggest problem with NBA players is they just act too cool to try sometimes. It just is, it's a major turnoff.
I feel like they peaked and these girls got something to prove. I feel like the women are playing tougher than the men.
Marlon, I asked people this question earlier. We had an all-star pitcher on the show, so you're a great person to ask this to. All right, let's say that right now you quit doing comedy and you decide that you want to be in the next Olympics. Give me the sport that you think, if I gave you 4 years of world-class training, world-class preparation, you could be an Olympic athlete in this thing in 4 years.
Breakdancing.
You know what?
I don't whoop all ass breakdancing.
You know what, Marlon?
I definitely beat the girl from Australia. I would beat her, bad boy.
I was just thinking that same thing. You know, I watched that too, and I was thinking it was going to be like some New York Ave on the corner breakdance, and I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, I could have done this. Why didn't they ask me to do breakdancing?
It looked like she was synchronized swimming out of water.
And that is Marlon Wayans joining us on the show today. If you guys want to catch up with him, he is going to be at the Funny Bone this weekend. Marlon, really quickly, for people that are going up there to the Funny Bone, what can they expect from one of your stand-up performances?
Man, you're gonna laugh. You're going to have a great time. And you're going to feel good. You know, I think that my stand-up is evolving. It's a lot of great stories, a lot of great truth. And it's really funny and crazy. Come check me out, the KC Funny Bone, tonight, tomorrow, and two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow, two shows on Sunday. Pull up. Check out Good Grief on Amazon Prime.
Absolutely. That is Marlon Wayans joining us on the show today. Also catch him on Bel-Air. You can catch that on Peacock. He also has a special write-up on Amazon Prime. Marlon, man, thanks a lot for hopping on today, man.
Thank you, brother. Peace, man.
Absolutely. That is Marlon Wayans joining us on the show today. Catch him this weekend up at the Funny Bone. Rob, are you a big White Chicks fan? Is that a comedy that you're into?
I don't re-watch it, but I enjoyed it when I saw it the first time. That's where we learned about Terry Crews.
That's where we learned about 1,000 Miles. Talk about a song that changed all of our lives. The perfect pop record is what that is. What a fun way to end the week, man. Really excited that we are making this change together on 96.5 The Fan. Thrilled about it. On Monday and Tuesday, I'll let you guys know my next 5 days. Monday and Tuesday, I will be out at Kauffman Stadium. I will be off for some parts next week. It's my birthday next week, so I'm taking a couple of days off. Then I will be back for football season, so it's going to be a weird next 7 to 8 shows. We will get through it, and I'm telling you, I'm locked in for this football year. I am hoping that we are going to be talking about the first team in NFL history to ever win 3 consecutive Super Bowls. So that's our time for today. Vern coming up next. Thank you so much for sticking with us here on 96.5 The Fan. And for those of you who don't know, I got to let Daniel Craig take you home.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.